What is up, guys? Welcome to the Social Media J podcast, hosted by yours truly, Jaden Gimble. So what's up, guys? Today we're going to talk about a new thing that I'm coming out with. If you don't already know me today, you're going to have to kind of get a little background to it. I'm basically making this social media company, not really understanding where it's going to go yet, but I have a lot of passion for it, and I've had a lot of social media success with myself. I have done different things with social media, such as from a business standpoint. I've sold stuff online. I have grown a Twitter account to 10,000 followers, not subscribers. I've also had a little bit of YouTube experience, and I've also grown my Twitch to 1,000 followers on there, which is kind of hard to do, especially with the user base being a little bit lower. But that obviously generated more views, and obviously more people were able to see what I was bringing out to the table, and the content that I was making, my viewers were liking. So I was like a Fortnite guy. I was streaming. I was pretty damn good at it when it first came out, but just got a little busy and stopped playing it, so I don't play Fortnite anymore, like really even play video games anymore. But yeah, so I had a lot of growth with that, and that's what's made me a little bit more passionate to drive this kind of passion that I have for making a presence on social media to others and passing it on. So I'm going to introduce one of my friends. He's actually my roommate, Casey Zander.
What's up, guys?
Can we kind of talk about how you have used your social media platforms to better your business? And can you explain to the audience what your business is?
Yeah, definitely. So my business is CZ Fitness. My name is Casey Zander. So the C and the Z stands for Casey Zander. Basically, what I do is I do online fitness coaching. So with online fitness coaching, you know, I provide macronutrient plans, workout plans, nutrition plans, diet counseling, all types of different services to my clients. The thing is that everything is online because I need to be online right now. Here, like, my business runs solely off of social media. So the thing is I love fitness. You know, I've loved fitness ever since I was real young. When I started getting into it around 18, you know, for the past 5 years, I've been developing my body. And what came with that was me having a desire to want to be a personal trainer. But here's the thing, is personal training, you're trading so much time for money. And the thing is, so like, if I work 8 hours a day, you know, I can only take on 8 clients as a personal trainer. If I go online, you know, I can build more value and bring more value to people. So the best way for me to do that was through social, you know, social media. So anything on YouTube, anything on Instagram, anything on Facebook, you know, those are my main platforms. And then when it comes to podcasting and blogging, you know, right there is vocals and right there is also written. So, you know, if you can develop content on all platforms to hit your audience, you know, that's what's going to help make a business thrive. So I've honestly relied solely off of social for 100% of my income for the past like 18 months going on 2 years.
Yeah, so like looking at that, like, You learn a lot about your audience then too as well, like, right, running those ads and being on social media, just being there present for them to see what you're doing and building the content up, so you can generate new viewers and widen your audience. That's the essential goal of social media, is to connect with as many people as you can. So what I kind of want to stress out to people is, like, you need to have a certain niche with what you're doing on your Instagram. You have to have something that
stands out.
Yeah, something that stands out, or at least something that's different in some type of way. And I've learned that through you, and you've done it yourself. So
can I tell them a quote that I heard recently?
Yeah, go ahead.
So a good quote that I heard was that when it comes to developing, you know, yourself and your social media and your business in general, I heard a saying, and it was, being different is better than being better. Because here's the thing, when you're just trying to be better than everybody else, you know, everyone's competing in the same boat. You know, everyone's trying to get to that next step up in that same category. When you go your own way, you know, now you're in a league of your own. and then you can actually set the standard for how that league is developing and coming. So I mean, you gotta be different to separate yourself in the marketplace somehow.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And with that said, I've kind of figured out a little thing that kind of helps me is I like to take input from my audience and kind of take that information and attack it and use it in any shape or form that I can.
Right.
So I'll go out to one of my friends and I'll tell them, or I'll ask them because they're following me, is it too much? Is what I'm doing eye-catching? Are you entertained when you see what I got? And I mean, you can obviously see the statistics in my social media presence is that when I don't post something that's over the top, my likes and my engagement go down way bad. So you have to be different and think of something outside of the box that's gonna make someone want to see not just the picture, but look at the caption, or look at the caption and then look at the picture and say, okay, this caption actually is what he's talking about. And I don't know, a way that I put it is that say it's cold in May and it's been nice for 2 weeks. This actually happened this year, and this was a very good post that I put on my Instagram. It was cold out and it was in May and everyone was thinking summer. So I took a picture of me in just a kind of a heavy jacket, and I captioned my caption, "Can it be summer yet?" Or I think it was, "Can it just be summer yet?" So what I did was I asked a question. I got the viewer's attention by asking that question, and then I had them thinking, okay, yeah, it is cold out. I want it to be summer. And it starts to generate this thing in their head about summer. So maybe my next post can be about summer and how it's so warm outside.
Right.
So, I mean, there's totally millions of ways to attack this, and that's why I'm making this content, is that so it's documented and you guys out there can listen to this and improvise it in any way that you want. Whether you're going to use this information or not, I think it's going to benefit you, because what I've done is on all sorts of different platforms is you just need to build a following base / audience, and you need to engage with them. And with engagement, you can end up changing your business in a matter of seconds. If you have the right content and the right post at the right time, you can sell any kind of product in the world if it's effective and engages with that audience.
Right. The thing, too, is like what I've found is, you know, when it comes to social, some people struggle at different parts of it, social media, because, for example, like me with myself, you know, since my niche is fitness, you know, specifically zero cardio when it comes to my niche, like fat loss through zero cardio. The thing is my social a lot of times can start to get very, you know, information driven, you know, and a lot of times it's like optimizing for engagement to make a sale is a lot different than optimizing for engagement to get a like and a following. And, you know, that's what I've struggled with, is to really gain a following based off of, you know, cool captions and whatnot. So it's like, you got to have a blend of both. You know, obviously in your niche, you have to try to develop content that's going to make your viewers well aware. If you're in business, right? If you have something you're promoting or you're about something. But I mean, if you're just trying to build an audience for the sake of having an audience, you know, there's obviously a different strategy that you have to go about trying to do that. So that's kind of what I realized.
Yeah. The thing I realized too about that is that, I mean, likes are likes, and I feel like the more likes you get, the more engagement you're already having with that person that you have, and they're more willing to maybe possibly share your post. So
yeah.
So you can end up building your audience off of those people that aren't even about buying your fitness program, but they like the content that you're making.
Right. And the one thing too is like with social, social media is like a place for attention. You have to have the ability to command attention. You know, if you think about this back in the old days, like before social media, when it came to business, you know, the person who had all of the attention, as in like the infomercials or the radio, you know, they had the masses' attention. They were the ones who were growing their business, growing their name. You know, that same theory is still in place, but the platform shifted. You know, you have to be able to command attention to actually get the result that you're wanting. So, you know, it is, you have to be about it when you go into it.
Yeah, I want to stress out to people out there that if you're not really an attractive dude, or you're not really a person that wants to be on social media, and you're feeling low in life possibly, I want you to know that you can essentially kind of create a second life for yourself on social media. It doesn't have to pertain to your name. It doesn't even need to have a picture of you on the social media. You can go on there and build anything. I'm telling you, social media is the next big thing. I mean, it already is the big thing. I mean, look at Facebook. And just, you can market products through Facebook. You can market products through pretty much any kind of social media platform out there. So get out there, wake up with a new idea tomorrow, and understand that you can build a business in literally an hour these days. And all it takes is passion, grit, and iron, and you'll start seeing sales if you're really passionate for something, because you will be locked in on it. You won't sleep at night because you're so passionate for it. And when you start seeing that money, it'll start flowing through your head like, okay, why wasn't I doing this before? And before you know it, there you go. You're changing your life in that second way right there. So today we're going to wrap it up right now. I want to thank everyone for listening in. If you want to follow my Facebook, it is Social Media J. Also on Instagram, it's Social Media J as well. And I plan on making more of these podcasts for you guys. And I'm happy that I got to bring this content to you guys. I hope you learned something today. Thanks and have a great day.
Hey guys, it's Social Media J. Oh my God, welcome to the Social Media.